So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, let's talk about social media. And don't get me wrong, I understand the hypocrisy of me making a video and putting it out on social media for you to consume on social media. And I'm about to talk about why social media is ruining our culture and ruining men and women's lives and our dopamine levels. And so let me explain what I mean. So one of the things that I've noticed is if you're watching a film on Netflix, like, Can you get away without picking up your phone? Or are you constantly on your phone? Now, I know for me, I'm constantly on my phone. I can't get through a whole series, even a whole episode, without checking my phone. Heck, I'm making a coffee and I'm on my phone. I'm checking emails and I go to my phone and I'm still checking emails on my phone even though it's open on my laptop. It's crazy. And so what's happening here is that we're getting hit with this dopamine effect where every time we open something up, we get a like on an Instagram post, we get a hit of dopamine. And a dopamine hit is like a pleasurable hit, okay? And we're constantly out there chasing pleasure. And the way that we chase pleasure is by getting the dopamine hit. And the way that we get that dopamine hit is by checking our Facebook, checking our emails, checking whether sales come in. And so we are targeting ourselves on things like likes and engagement on social media. Like, this is how it ruins it for a business. And actually, likes and engagement don't pay the bills. The ka-ching of a sale coming through is what pays the bills. And if you're going to get dopamine hits based on your ability to sell, not your ability to get likes and engagement of some kind. And this is a big shift for a lot of people because we've been told that actually you need more engagement and you need more likes and you need more to share more and all this stuff. And you're focusing on the wrong stuff. The bits that you need to be focusing on is how much is coming in and how often. And, you know, how much in terms of volume, you know, in terms of, is it 50 quid? Is it 100 pounds? Is it 200 pounds? That's where you should be getting your dopamine hit. So for me, one of the things that I've been doing is I've been going on social media less, that's for sure. My level of engagement on other people's comments is down about 90%, I reckon. I no longer engage on other people's comments because whatever you say, you're going to be wrong. Someone's going to disagree with you somewhere. And I can't even be bothered having this argument with this unqualified person. I don't know if they're qualified to make have an opinion about it or not, but most people are unqualified to have opinions, but everyone's got one, right? So I don't even want to listen to that. So for me, my content is really more about one-way traffic. I put content out and if someone likes it or shares it or engages with it on my social media software that we use to check engagement, that's where I actually respond from. I don't bother responding on social media anymore. Because it's so easy to get distracted. You know, you go to YouTube to see, to upload a video and before you know it, 2 hours later, you're looking on, you know, luxury yachts and supercars and how to do this and a new camera. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, we've definitely got an Achilles heel, haven't we? Where we're so easily distracted. I'm, for one, dreadful at it. And I'm pretty sure you are too. So what you need to be doing then is you need to start getting less of a dopamine hit. This is why the body needs what we call homeostasis, which means if you're getting dopamine hits every single time, your body's not getting rested, okay? And because you're getting these dopamine hits all the time, your body craves more and bigger dopamine hits. And then it gets them, and it needs more and bigger dopamine hits, and it gets them. And it's so on and so on and so on, and your body's been, is going to end up being filled full of dopamine. And too much of anything is not a great thing. So you've got no homeostasis going on in your body. So you need to come off it a little bit. And it's really hard. It's like weaning yourself off sugar or tobacco. It's like you're addicted to this stuff and it's not your level of conscious awareness that's going to help you. It's your hormones that are really deciding what you do with your life, whether to pick up your phone and check because you need another dopamine hit. It's very, very hard. But it's like anything. Someone coming off, as I'm sure you've seen on TV, anyone coming off hard drugs, stick them in a padded room, lock them up for a week, feed them food and water, and let them go cold turkey. You need to do this as well in order for you to stop these dopamine hits getting you all the time. Very, very hard to do. And we get dopamine hits in all sorts of different ways through interactions with people on the phone, or in person or through sport or just through simply checking how many likes you've got. But what I'm saying here is that you need to get into homeostasis where an hour a day or 2 hours or 3 hours, but they're separated. So an hour in the morning, an hour at lunchtime, an hour at night, you can get your dopamine hits then. And then when you're not getting those dopamine hits, you just focus on work. And this is how you become really, truly efficient, because you're going to get 2 or 3 hours of not getting dopamine hits where you're just putting the work in. Then you can have a dopamine hit. And then you've got another 2 or 3 hours without getting a dopamine hit, and you can put the work in, and then you get another hit. And getting that done will make you into a highly efficient machine to go out and get such a lot of work done without all these distractions. Like, I know that you know what I'm talking about here. We're so distracted all the time. It's so difficult. This is where we are in 2020. Now, if you think this is bad for grown-ups, imagine how bad it is for kids. And the kids are watching what you're doing. And by the way, I'm very aware of, you know, how often I'm on my phone with my child, and I'm still on my phone. And it's something I'm really trying to put down, to stop focusing on, because I know they're going to pick up the same habits. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. A little bit controversial there, but let me know what you think, and we'll speak to you in our next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.